Hey, this is Sugar Blue, and you're listening to The Raven and the Blues.
Hi, this is Billy Branch, and you're listening to The Raven and the Blues.
Hey, this is Charlie Musselwhite. We're digging the blues with The Raven and the Blues. I ain't lying, baby.
Hey, I want to do my own.
Isn't that marvellous? That's Magic Dick, together with Shouldn't Know Out of Boston, and Papa's Got a Brand New Bag. I heard that, actually no, hello, opening up with The Raven and the Blues. My name's Dave Raven. Welcome to the programme. As you can see, I've got the tail end of a cold. I picked that up in Scarborough last weekend at the Secret Blues Festival. I don't know who gave it to me, but anyway, it's almost over. But anyway, when mentioning Scarborough, I listened to that track on the way back from Scarborough, listening to the magic, wonderful Beardo and Spinners Bandana Blues, and they played that. That's kind of newish in a way. The album has just been released about 2 months ago with Sean Nug and Magic Dick together, but that originally was their first collaboration going back some 3 years, and they released that back then as a single, and I never heard it then, and thanks to Beardo for playing it last week, so I could hear it now and play it for you. A great show opener. This week we look back a little bit at Blackpool and look ahead a lot to Denmark next weekend. But first of all, back to Blackpool. It was a staggering weekend. Loads and loads of fun, lots of new friends and lots of old friends as well. And some new friends, the four people I shared in the B&B with, and that's Bridget and Jeff, her husband, and also Kevin and Pam, his partner. And they were just huge fun. I spent a lot of the weekend with them, and this is for the four of them. Old Bridget, young Jeff, and they'll know what I mean by that, and Kevin and Pam.
Early this morning, trouble at my door. Early this morning, trouble knocking on my door. I say, hello, trouble, I don't live here no more. All in my sleep, a telephone ring. I say, hello, trouble, don't need a doggone thing. Early this morning, trouble on my door. I say, hello, trouble, I don't live here no more. Car won't start, rain be falling down. Police stop, saying you in the wrong part of town. Early this morning, trouble at my door.
Album from 2 years ago, the album called So Complicated, Midnight Johnny Marana, and that track going out to Kevin and Pam, and also Jeff and Bridget, and Hello Trouble. Over the weekend, there was a lot of people I knew were going, and I was looking forward to seeing them, and it's not a huge festival, Scarborough, it's probably about 500 people in a couple of rooms altogether, and it's all in the same complex, so in theory it's impossible to lose people, but I saw that the Carters were there together with Jeff Cox, and I really wanted to have a longer chat with all three of them, but I spent the whole weekend kind of looking for them and not seeing them until one brief moment we had exchanged about three words, and the tide came and we were swept away again. But nevertheless, some more of the festival a little bit later. Look ahead now to Denmark next weekend, the 7th European Blues Challenge in Horsens in Denmark. 21 countries coming together from across Europe. You may be saying, why haven't you mentioned this before, Raven? Well, the album of all the artists has only just arrived yesterday. I've been badgering and saying, look, you don't have to send it's CDs are old-fashioned. Just send us a download link, please. But anyway, yesterday a box of CDs came from Norway, 26 of them all together, because I'm the UK guy to hand them all out. So it's the first time we got our hands on them. Nevertheless, let's look at Poland, first of all. The band from Poland, or the band representing Poland, are called Hot Tamales. Shades of Robert Johnson. Here they are with Peculiar Love Surprise. Could do with more of them.
I've been looking for you, baby, for exactly a type man. Don't know what is the real reason why I fell in love again. find some art tonight. It's peculiar love surprise. I've been looking for you, baby. I've been looking my whole life. But it does not make any sense that I'm just out of my mind. Yes, you're not hot, you're cold as ice. It's peculiar love surprise. To be happy, now I'm broken and I cry. Yes, you're not rich, high is my price. It's peculiar love peculiar love
surprise. She treats them all deaf people like a child. She's a big town woman from way out west.
Oh, yes, that means, baby,
a big town woman from way out west. Big town woman from way out of the way.
Yeah, they sound fun. The Bayou Moonshiners from Italy. And a track called Big Time Woman. And before that, from Poland, you heard the band Hot Tamales and Peculiar Love Surprise. That's two of the 21 bands featuring next weekend in Horsens. Looking forward to it, apart from the temperature. It's kind of cold there. Okay. More from Horsens and more from Scarborough as well, a little bit later in the programme. But first live session of the year, first live session for a while since Charles Robson welcomed Sean Taylor back to the boat. Let's have a sample of that right now, starting with the cover, which is a rare thing.
Since my baby left me, I found a new place to dwell. But the end along the street is Heartbreak Hotel. Feel so long, so lonely. Feel so lonely I could die. You know the place, it's always crowded. Can't find yourself a room full of broken-hearted lovers who cry away the gloom. Feel so lonely. Oh, I feel so lonely I could die. The bellhop's tears keep flowing and the desk clerk is dressed in black. They've been so far down lonely street, ain't never coming back. I feel so lonely. You know I feel so lonely I could die. Oh, and if y'all baby leave you and you gotta tell the tale, take a walk on our lonely street, the Heartbreak Hotel. Feel so lonely. Feel so lonely I could die.
It's been a lot of years. Didn't expect also for you to open with a cover as well. Sean Taylor, welcome back to the Raven and the Blues.
It's good to be back. I was going to try and pass that off as my own, but I reckon you'd have found me out.
Yeah, just a bit. We somehow made a mess of it and didn't get you here for the album The Only Good Addiction Is Love. And it's good to have you there for here for Flood and Burn. But if we can go back to the Only Good Addiction, when we met last, in fact, when we met the first time, I said to you then, to me, you were a kind of a poet first and a musician second. And that's not decrying your musicianship. I just made, to me, the words were the most thing which resonated most with me. And I seem to come to the fore even more with the Only Good Addiction. I mean, did it come together as a work of poetry which you added music to?
That's really nice to hear all of that. Really nice to hear that. They go hand in hand, honestly. When I first started writing songs, it was all about the melody and all about the guitar. And then for a while, I got into writing on the piano, and I wrote everything on the piano. And then in the last few years, more and more, it's been the lyrics first, and then weaving the lyrics into songs. So I think more and more the lyrics are becoming important, but I think songs for me are the most important thing.
But there was a thread through Addiction, which of love, loss, angst, heartache, which resonated with me and with many others too, I know. And it had that, was that kind of planned as well, or did it just come together fortuitously?
I think I'm not very good at planning albums. I tend to have like 30 songs that I take over to Austin, where I record. And then we get in the studio and have a rough idea of what we want to do. We start working and the plan goes out the window.
Right.
So it's like playing live. I always have a set list that I never follow. Because the spontaneous thing has always excited me about music and about writing. So I always go there with far too many songs and always end up recording far too many and then having the space to scrap a few. There's always a few that don't make it.
The tracks that didn't actually make it onto the album, they didn't come forward for Flood and Burn. They've gone forever, have they?
No. I mean, going back to The Only Good Addiction is Love, there's a song on that called Tiene Mi Alma en Tu Manos, which is, I believe, You Have My Soul in My Hands.
Yes.
I've been trying to record that for 4 albums.
Oh, I see.
Every time I go into the studio and I think, right, this is the time, this is the one, we're going to get it. And we started I did a record in Dublin 2009 called Walk With Me. That was the first time I took it into the studio. It went completely wrong. So I thought, okay, go away, write some more. Went over to Austin, started working on an album in 2011 called Love Against Death.
Yeah.
Tried again. It was getting close. Didn't quite make it. Then there was another album, 2013, Chase the Night. Not quite there. And I'm thinking, I've got to give up on this song. I'm never going to get this song right. And then in the studio, we were working on The Only Good Addiction is Love, and we needed a kind of up-tempo song. And I said, oh, I'm going to have a go at doing this song. We just got it. And it was great. So that took 4 albums too. So nothing ever gets counted. I keep everything.
Okay.
I've got notebooks everywhere, mad things on my phone of songs trying to explain what chords I'm playing when I don't know what the chords are. Because, you know, I'm not really a music theory person at all. I just tend to play what I feel and hope for the best.
So we moved from 18 months ago, Good Addiction, on to Flood and Burn, which is now out on release and has been for about a month now, or thereabouts.
About a month. Yeah.
But luckily, we got a copy of it earlier on, and so we've been playing tracks from it. And it's received rave reviews from reviewers across all the genres as well, hasn't it?
Absolutely. I really felt with this album massive freedom. I think with the previous albums, there was always kind of a theme. So songs would get kind of put to one side and canned, often because they didn't fit the theme of the album. But with this one, I just wanted to write songs that meant a lot to me and not try and fall into a genre, not try and be blues. Because some of the stuff I do is blues. Some of the stuff I do is definitely not blues.
Yes.
And then I'll do, there's a couple bits of Americana creeping in, but then I'm not really Americana. And then there's on this album, there's even the jazz song, which was a real surprise to everyone. Especially me. I don't know how that happened. I blame Danny Thompson. I play with him quite a lot. Double bass player. And he's always nagging at me to listen to jazz. So. But I just wanted to be free and just write it and not have any restrictions on what went into the album. And I'm really glad that I did that. It was the most fun to write and the most fun to record.
What are you going to do for us next?
Oh, that's a good question. I'm going to do a very different kind of song. It's called Life Goes On, and I always introduce this song at gigs as an optimist blues, if there's such a thing. It's kind of, it's for me, it's a happy song. I've never written happy clappy songs, but this is as happy as I ever get. and it's still pretty dark, so.
Going away back someday over the hill far away. Sun on my face, guitar on my back, days get brighter when we keep on track. Life goes on, be strong, fight on. Life goes on, you gotta fight on. Told a lie, follow your heart. What we love might tear us apart. Dreams in your pocket and life in your hands. You are gonna make it. Just gotta give yourself a chance, give yourself a chance, baby. Life goes on, be strong and fight on. And life goes on, get brighter when we keep on track. Life goes on, be strong and fight on. Life goes on.
Sean Taylor in a happy mood. Life goes on. Recorded live on the top deck of a houseboat on the River Thames on the outskirts of London at Hampton Court. Sean Taylor in session. Third time he's been to the boat, actually, in the last 7 or 8 years. You can hear the full session, 2 more tracks, load more conversation. The website, Raven Blues, all one word, ravenblues.co.uk, and look for the link. You'll see a photograph. And eventually, when I get some time, there'll be a video as well of a couple of those numbers as well. Life Goes On and Heartbreak Hotel. Good stuff. Okay, an album which came out and took me so much by surprise compared with her previous work, and I love it. The more I hear it, the better it gets. Her name is Samantha Fish. The album is Chills and Fever, and here is Little Baby.
One, two, one, two, three, four.
Little baby, I want you for my own.
Shades of rock and roll and good stuff indeed. Samantha Fish. Chills and Fever is the brand new CD, and Little Baby. Okay, back to the, or not back to, looking ahead to Horsens in Denmark next week and the 7th European Blues Challenge. The artists taking place are taking part get judged on a handful of criteria. Its originality, its stage presence, its musicianship, its vocal talent, and also blues. And it's a question of how big the amount of blues is judged within the proceedings. One of the things that I think that held Kaz Hawkins back in Memphis was that some people thought she was fabulous, but she wasn't blues enough. And therefore, that can be a problem for some people. Also, those of us in the blues community are worried about what's going to happen to blues, because the quote last weekend, I won't say which band it was, but we were talking backstage, and I was talking about sex and drugs and rock and roll and how it used to be back in the old days for the bands and the DJs and the like, and they giggled and they said, yeah, it's not so much sex and drugs and rock and roll now. And I said, why not? And they said, well, for a start, there's all the drink driving stuff, and it's not worth it. You know, we do such long distances. We've got to take turns in the driving, so there's therefore not much alcohol and drugs and stuff. And as far as the sex, they giggled again and said, when you were a young lad, Raven, and on stage, you know, as a DJ, and you looked out, there was all these young girls, younger than you. And he said, we look out, and all we see is our mothers, which is sadly so true, because the blues audience is much, much older. And many of the bands last weekend were much, much younger. Could have been the sons and daughters of people who were there. And therefore, we are having to look to the way the blues is going to develop in the future. Here's a band from Germany, Chris Kramer and the Beaten Box Blues, representing Germany. They're not, well, they are blues. Have a listen yourself. It's called Bow.
Bow, 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 bow
Bo diddley. Very much left of field. I like that. It could be the surprise in the challenge this weekend, this coming weekend. Chris Kramer and the Beaten Box Blues out of Germany in a track called Bo. Obviously inspired by Bo Diddley, of course. One of the old friends I met at Scarborough last weekend, Roger Allen, we've been chums for quite a few years, and he was recently on the Blues Cruise out of America. 7 days of cruising the, was it the Atlantic or the Caribbean? Atlantic Caribbean, anyway. 7 days with some fine musicians on board, and he got lots of interviews and some recordings too. And he shared this one with me. Roger, you're a star. This is from the cabin sessions. In other words, he got Lisa Bialis to go into the cabin and do some recordings just for him and now just for you. Recorded on a boat in the Caribbean, Lisa Bialis and Peaches.
This is a little song I wrote. It's kind of an homage to all the women blues artists of the day and their double entendre vernacular. It's my little song called Peaches. Some of it I wrote and some of it I stole. All good blues artists. Exactly. Have you ever seen peaches grow on a sweet potato vine? Come on over to my backyard, I'll show you mine. You don't like my peaches? Well, baby, don't you shake my tree. You don't like my peaches now, honey? Let my peaches be.
Wonderful. What was it in Blazing Saddles? What was her name? You can thingamy, don't play with my plums. Remember that in Blazing Saddles? It's gone from me. Lisa Bialis recorded in a cabin on a boat on a cruise in the Caribbean. Thank you, Roger. Making her debut, or that particular track anyway, a debut on radio anywhere in the world. And Peaches, lovely. Okay. When I saw this, I thought, I hope it's okay. It's the Gibson Sessions from Larry McRae. And when I saw the number he was doing, I thought, oh, it's one of my favourite rock numbers of all times. Is it going to be okay? I'm so pleased to say it is. Bob Seger wrote it. Here is Larry McRae with Night Moves.
Was a little too tall, could use a few pounds. Pants, points, barley renown. She was a black-haired beauty with big dark eyes and points all her own, sitting real high, well firm and high. Oh,
awake to the sound of thunder. How far off I sit and wonder. Started humming a song from 1962. Oh, ain't it funny? Funny how the night moves, yeah. When you just don't seem to have as much to lose. Strange how the night moves. With autumn closing in,
Memories of me of Germany with Forces Broadcasting 78 to 81. And one of the tracks I played so often on the radio, both Main Day and Nighttime too. But the original from Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band. But there it is from Larry McRae and his brand new album, The Gibson Sessions and Night Moves. Okay, let's move to Denmark next weekend and the 7th European Blues Challenge. Well, the show may be a little bit late because on the Thursday, Thorbjørn Reisinger is doing a showcase special. Then Friday and Saturday are the two nights, 9 bands or 10 bands one night, 11 bands the next night. So I'm not quite sure. I'll tell you more during the course of next week. But let's now go to 2 more bands taking part. And that's my phone ringing in the background. It's probably telling me my broadband is back. Let's quickly play the tracks. I'll tell you afterwards who they're by, okay?
Hey, lady, I know you're still 19. Hey, lady, I know you're still 19. You're looking mighty fine, babe. Some real hot stuff indeed. Think about it, the way you looked at me that day. I think about it, the way you looked at me that day. That was the day that you went away. Oh, babe, I know you're making me crazy. Oh, lady, I'm getting a little hazy. Ought to listen to some Count Basie. That's what I'm doing, getting crazy. Hey, lady, I know you're still 19. Looking mighty fine, baby. Some real hot stuff.
keep your lamp
trimmed and burning.
Keep your lamp
trimmed and burning.
Keep your lamp
trimmed and burning.
For this whole world is almost done. Brother, don't get worried. Brother, don't get worried. Brother, don't get worried. For this whole world is almost done. Keep your lamp
trimmed and burning.
Keep your lamp
trimmed and burning.
Don't get worried, brother. Don't get worried, for this whole world is almost done.
Here I stand with my soul and my heart.
Oh, see what the Lord has done. Sister, don't
get worried.
Sister, don't
get worried.
Sister, don't get worried. For this whole world is almost done. I have started
on my journey.
I have started
on my journey.
I have started
on my journey.
See what the Lord has done. Well has done.
Got worried.
Well has done.
Got worried.
Well has done.
Got worried.
For this whole world is almost done. Well has done.
Got worried.
Well has done.
Got worried.
Well has done.
Got worried.
For this whole world is almost done.
Very nice version of Keep Your Lamp Trimmed and Burning from the Honey Bee Family, and they're from Finland. Is that right? Or is it, are they the Finnish ones or are they the Estonian ones? I've lost the track here. Bear with me for a second. I'll have a quick look. They're from Finland, of course. And Keep Your Lamp Trimmed and Burning. And before that, you heard the René Paul Blues Band out of Estonia and Hot Stuff. And they'll be playing next weekend in Horsens in Denmark, where I will be too. Representing the UK, Kaz Hawkins. She was fabulous at Scarborough. The first standing ovation. I think there were one, two. There were four standing ovations across the whole weekend, and she was the first and deserved so too. And I think the majority of people I spoke to over the course of the weekend said that she was the highlight for them. Willie and the Bandits were wonderful too. La Vendor Rogue were amazing. Bent Isaac and Gaita Toro were also fabulous too. But anyway, so our fingers are crossed for Kaz Hawkins next weekend. She's on the Saturday evening. What else to tell you? Yes, website, ravenblues.co.uk. Everything you need to know, a link to Sean Taylor and all the other sessions. Guy Tator and Ben Tysak said they're going to come and do a session very soon, which you go looking forward to. That would be nice. We opened up with a very different number from Magic Dick and Sean Nug of James Brown. And Magic Dick, for many people, you're going to, you immediately think of the J Giles band. And you immediately think also, therefore, of that live album, that fabulous live album from the J. Giles Band with Whamma Jamma on it, which became their signature number with Magic Dick, of course, on harmonica. And therefore, I thought we'd close with it, because it makes sense in a way. We've opened and closed with the same artists. So, Sean Nug and Magic Dick together from the album which has just been released called About Time. Thanks for giving me an hour of your time. Email address, dave@ravenblues.co.uk. Website, once again, ravenblues.co.uk. Oh, I forgot to mention, a couple of people came up and spoke to me. Some people have made donations to the programme. Next week, I promise you, next week, it's your time. I forgot to do it this week. That's the email is down. Okay, we've got to go. Have we got to go? Yes, look. Let's do it. I can do it. open up the email. I changed internet providers yesterday. BT, the really big company, a big BT for many, many years, changed to another company. And BT, I think as a final gesture when I left, changed my telephone number over. And so I've had no email for a day and a half. And it's I can't therefore do any research, all that kind of stuff. Gordon McNeil. Gordon, we got there in the end, from Houston in Scotland. We met at the bar. Thanks for your very, very kind words. We'll play this one for you and talk to you in more depth next week. Whamma jamma. Goodbye. Bye-bye. Thank you.